Hey, welcome to Listen Bitch with Brandon Lynette, your host, because this is literally the Brandon Show. The Brandon Show. That's a whole other podcast episode. We're going to have to talk about that hilarious time in Las Vegas when I married my husband. But if you guys have read Once Upon a Time, Bitches, you get a little sneak peek. Get a little sneak peek into that. If you haven't read the book, make sure you are going to my website at brandonlynette.com, checking shit out. All my books are posted on there, or you can find them on Amazon. So yesterday we talked about becoming the tortoise to, understand that it is a long-term game to make big changes in your life. So I thought today would be perfect to just jump into talking about willpower, because this is ultimately what it comes down to. Willpower, discipline. Are you really that committed and focused on what it will take to crush your fucking goals, right? Are you sick and tired of being stuck exactly where the fuck you are? I've got some willpower building exercises that are going to help you. So let's jump right in. Happy, what is this, hump day? Happy hump day, hoes. Willpower is something people throughout my life have said I have. I think it's a polite way of saying I'm stubborn, and that's the truth. I had to make things happen. I didn't have a choice. Either way, I feel like willpower is a gentle way of saying discipline, right? Discipline is like a D word that we don't love. Okay. It's like the one D word I'm not proud to say. So I like willpower. Willpower has been the subject of many research studies. The studies show that willpower can be developed with proper exercises. Building willpower takes time, but it gives you the ability to direct your life, resist unproductive urges, and take appropriate action. What are we getting at? Listen, bitch, no one is coming to save you. You've got to do this yourself. So if you're staying at home working a motherfucking business, no one is going to come and save you and do the work for you. There's no magical, skip the line kind of shit here. You literally have to do the work. So when we're talking about willpower and discipline, these are, we're just going to go through the 10 steps that I think help a lot. Okay. If you are in my Facebook group, I really, really want you to talk about today's episode, what it means to you. Get these bitches hype in there. I'm super excited you're tuning in today. I want to see some action up in there. I want to be able to put my coaching skills to work to be able to help you navigate through the shit that I'm talking about. It's one thing to listen to something, it's another thing to really apply it to your life. And that's kind of what I help people do with one-on-ones. I do have openings in September too. If you want to private message me, literally have two spots available right now. So anyway, let's get into it. Step number one. Learn to manage stress more effectively. When willpower is called into play, there are two opposing forces: the desire to either do something or to avoid something, and the option of doing something. The greater the stress caused by this internal conflict, the more willpower you need to take the more appropriate action. Stress depletes willpower. Stress can cause you to choose the option with the greater short-term rewards, regardless of the long-term consequences. This means eating that donut or sitting on the couch instead of filing your taxes. By learning to lower your stress levels, you can increase both the amount of willpower available to you and the effectiveness of this willpower. Part of the strength I get from releasing the stress, and I talked about this in Monday's episode, is microdosing. I microdose because it keeps me out of that stress. And what do we call that stress? We usually blame anxiety, right? We sit here and we worry and think more about what we have to do than it would, we spend more time doing that than it would have taken us to actually do the fucking task. Okay. Number two, exercise. Those that exercise experience less stress. Less stress means more willpower. Yes, exercise is key. I am telling you that moving your body makes a difference. And I don't care if it's just a 30-minute walk outside, just move your body. And don't give me this shit like, Brandon, I'm on my feet at my job all day. Your body knows you're at work. It's a whole different thing to, like, walk 10,000 steps around your job than to come home and go for a 30-minute walk outside, right? Or to go to the gym and do, a 30-minute workout, whatever it takes. Whatever it takes, you have to do something outside of your norm to move your body. Diet. Can we talk about how food affects your mood? Bitch, this is real life. A healthy diet has been shown to enhance willpower. When you are disciplined in the things you're eating, you're going to be disciplined in the things you're doing. And the things you're eating are affecting how you feel. And if you don't believe me, fast for 24 hours and feel the amazingness. I promise you will feel different. You will feel energized. You will feel amazing. You will feel incredible. And then go ahead and go through McDonald's drive-thru and order, you know, the Big Mac with the large fry and a shake, right? And eat that. And you tell me how you feel and what it does to your mood and what you're willing to do after you eat that shit. Okay. Number four, make your own deadlines. Pledge to clean out the garage by Saturday afternoon. Or decide that you'll complete your taxes by March 15th. Studies show this an effective way to build willpower. You guys literally put it on the planner. Do it. Give yourself a date. And I do this with my coaching clients that are launching a business. They'll be like, well, I think I'm going to start maybe in a couple weeks. I'm like, no, bitch, you need to put a date. If you want to launch a course, you have to put a date. You have to put the date. It changes everything. Number five is to create positive habits one by one. Create a small positive habit. For example, do one push-up after brushing your teeth. You don't need much willpower to do a single push-up. Then you can build on what you've done. Habits don't build willpower. They circumvent the need for it. Okay? You don't need willpower for a habit. It doesn't take willpower. I was going to say it doesn't take willpower to brush your teeth, but there are some nights where I'm like, fuck, I'm tired. I don't like brushing my teeth and it's a chore. It's a chore, but bitch, I do it anyway. I do it anyway. That's why my teeth are so nice. You have to do the things, bitch. Boost your mood. Watch a funny movie. Think about something that makes you happy. There is an automatic energy exchange and you will have more willpower at your disposal. When you are happy and you feel good, that's when you're getting the most things done. Number seven, this is my favorite because, man, I'm obsessed with this. Get more sleep. Too little sleep impacts the part of the brain responsible for decision making. You've got to strive to get at least 6 to 7 hours of sleep each night. I'm one of those bitches that has to have eight. My husband doesn't understand because he literally lives on like 5 hours. 5 hours, 6 hours is probably his that's sleeping in for him. So he rolls his eyes every time I'm like, I did not get 8 hours. I did not get 8 hours. This is my warning to everybody around me. Sleep is important to me. And the eighth one I'm going to talk about, you guys, is my favorite. This is my favorite. It is so important. And I'm telling you, just try it. Download Insight Timer. Download Insight Timer and just give it a try. So we're going to jump right into number eight. It's meditate. Meditation is especially popular these days, which I'm not for doing the popular thing until it came to this. Studies show that it enhances stress management and focus. It's also been shown to increase willpower. Practicing meditation for only a couple of months can provide a significant change in your ability to control your behavior. I promise you, if I was not meditating, had I not been meditating for the past year and a half, I would not have launched a coaching business. I would not be emailing you. I would not have done a podcast. I would not be doing a lot of things had I not fallen into meditating. And I've done it for so long that it's not even something I really have to think about. Like, I can get into a meditative state really fast. I could do walking meditations. I think I do driving meditations, but we won't talk about that. Literally, it's a thing. And if you practice, you're going to get really fucking good at it. You want to be good at something? You've got to practice, bitch. Funny, because that leads us right into number nine, which is practice. Listen, bitch, your reserve of willpower may be limited, but you can learn to maximize what you have. Forcing yourself to continue when you feel like stopping, it's one of the easiest ways to build your willpower muscles. Imagine that you want to stop cleaning the house or writing a report or exercising. Instead of allowing yourself to quit, force yourself to continue for another 10 minutes. That's all. After a few weeks, increase the time to 20 minutes. Pretty soon, you'll become a master at pushing through the urge to quit. Okay? Literally, you have to train yourself, okay? It doesn't say one time, try this. It says to do this and then start building on it. You will be able to push through that urge to quit with a lot of things, including like the food on your plate, right? You encourage yourself to stop halfway through your plate. The more you practice that, the easier it gets. Number 10 is pay attention to your posture. In one interesting study, it was shown that paying attention to your posture for 2 weeks enhanced scores on several willpower tests. What could be more simple? Whenever you catch yourself slouching, correct yourself and stand or sit up straight. I literally learned this from a mentor of mine, and he took me through the different poses we have through our archetypes. Okay. There is a queen in all of us. And the more you hold yourself upright with your shoulders back and your chest out, yeah, boobs in the face, bitch, I don't care. Shoulders back, head straight, back straight, really aligned. There is a power. There is a power that overcomes your body. I mean, literally fucking try it right now. I want you to sit up really tall. I want you to pull your belly button to your spine. I want you to put your shoulders back and I want you to stick your boobs out. I want your head really high. And I just want you to feel that. It's just, you're regal. You're a fucking queen, right? Queens don't slouch. Queens don't feel sorry for themselves. Queens aren't lazy. They fucking just rule. And that's what you're doing now. You are ruling the world. So listen, bitch, what would you do if you had more willpower? Answer that for yourself. What would you do if you had more willpower? Remember that willpower is never in abundance, but you can build your reserves. And the key is to use it wisely. Tackle your most important tasks early in the day when your willpower is high. Spend a small amount of time each day enhancing your willpower. A little bit can go a long way. We are here to create a life by design. Control, bitch. I love you.